WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Columbia University says it started expelling student protesters who've barricaded themselves inside a campus building. School spokesman Ben Chang.
Protesters have chosen to escalate to an untenable situation, vandalizing property, breaking doors and windows, and blockading entrances. And we are following through with the consequences we outlined yesterday.
Protests now happening at more than 30 schools nationwide. Former President Trump got hit with a $9,000 fine today for repeatedly violating a gag order in his hush money trial. CBS's Errol Barnett.
Trump has since removed the social media and campaign website posts the judge found violated the gag order.
The DEA could reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. Matthew Schweigs with a nonprofit called the Marijuana Policy Project.
We think it's important to be pragmatic, acknowledge that cannabis is here. It's not going anywhere. The best thing to do is to legalize it, regulate it, tax it, and control it.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Protesters are calling for the University of Wisconsin in Madison to cut ties with Israel. They've been camping on campus since yesterday morning. Pro-Palestine demonstrators across the country started building similar encampments in April. About 200 people rallied Monday at UW-Milwaukee. Crime is going down, but people tell their local leaders public safety is their top concern. Danny Thompson is Waukesha's police chief. He says people should tell candidates this election year to work with local law enforcement.
One is helping training is important. Two is educate our kids not to get involved in crime and drugs and things of that nature. And three is that engagement piece and be in partnership with the community.
Thompson speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation have announced a new grant program to train students in science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. 18 school districts across the state will receive a portion of nearly $500,000 in grant funding, including the St. Croix Central School District and Hayward Community School District. The grant funding will be used for fabrication laboratories, which will include things like 3D printers and laser engravers. Dunn County will expand broadband access for homeowners and businesses after receiving four state grants. The funding comes from an over $43 million state grant program intended to expand broadband access for about 16,000 homes and businesses in the state. The towns of Grant, Colfax, and Lucas, and the village of Knapp will all receive a portion of the grant funding, ranging from $335,000 to nearly $817,000. Dunn County received over 10% of all the awards. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers lose to the Rays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was the bottom of the ninth. The Brewers' Jake Bowers at the plate, and a called three strike got past the catcher, but Bowers was called for interference, preventing the tying run from coming in. Milwaukee losing at home 1-0, thanks to a bad call by the umpire, says Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Of course, you're frustrated. You know, really, you're frustrated. There's a lot to be frustrated about, but you can't let yourself do it for too long. It happened. We put ourselves in that position. But when that does happen, there's a lot of one-run games. When that does happen, you want them to get it right. And I believe 100% they got it wrong, according to what I just read in the room.
NBA, it's do or die for the Bucks, down 3-1 tonight against the Pacers here in Milwaukee for Game 5. So what's been hurting the Bucks?
You know, when you shoot better than the other team, but they take, 17 more shots than you, you're not going to win that game. It's hard to win that game, and yet we still could have.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening, partly cloudy overnight. A low close to 50. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high in the mid-60s. More rain ahead for Thursday, high mid-50s. We're back into sunshine for Friday, a high in the mid-60s. More rain possible Saturday. It's 69 degrees right now.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
In Wisconsin, parents pay one-third of their income on childcare. Think about what we need our income for. Shelter, food, clothing, gas bill, electric bill. And we're talking about one child. This is a crisis. Young families are saddled with what is almost impossible to deal with.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, a new study outlines just how bad the teacher shortage is getting all across Wisconsin after years of politicians trashing public schools.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Consumer groups accuse big grocery retailers of price gouging. Angela Hoffman is the president of the group Farm Action.
It's one thing to raise your prices to cover higher expenses, but what these companies did is use the pandemic as an excuse to exploit the American people who needed to put food on their tables. And the FTC report shows that they're still doing it.
That report finds retailer profits rose 7% in 2023 compared to 5.6% in 2015. Wisconsin's annual Pothole Patrol is underway. Governor Evers was in Menominee Monday to launch a new round of pothole filling. As usual, the governor used the occasion to remind drivers to slow down for road crews as roadwork season ramps up again. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the first positive test result for chronic wasting disease in a wild deer in Pierce County. According to a press release, the deer was found in the town of Spring Lake near the border of Dunn and St. Croix counties. As a result of the positive test, Pierce County and St. Croix County will begin baiting and feeding bans on May 15th, and Dunn County will renew the ban that it already has in place. The Pierce ban will last 3 years, and the St. Croix ban will last 2 years. Now that HSHS St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls is no more, the community garden that sat on the hospital's property needs a new home. According to a WEAU report, organizers of the community garden are working on reorganizing as a nonprofit so they can find a new location and restart the garden. Community members would plant fresh produce in the garden, which would then be donated to local food pantries and kitchens throughout the area. They're hoping to be up and running again in 2025. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Zendaya's film Challengers aced the competition at the box office over the weekend, pun intended. The sexy R-rated drama set in the world of tennis pulled in $15 million at the domestic box office. The movie was a hit with viewers under 35, and distributors think it could stay in the top spot until The Fall Guy is released later this month. The other new release that cracked the top five and finished at number two is Unsung Hero. Unsung tells the story of a family of Christian musicians. Rounding out the top five are Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, Civil War, and Abigail. Are you not a fan of three-hour movies? Well, you're not alone. According to a new study by Talker Research, the average American likes a film to be 92 minutes long. The results of the poll showed that only 15% of Americans want to sit through a movie that is 2 hours or longer. Only 2% of those polled felt a movie should be longer than 2.5 hours. It is unclear how many of them are named Scorsese. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening, partly cloudy overnight. A low close to 50. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high in the mid-60s. More rain ahead for Thursday, high mid-50s. We're back into sunshine for Friday, a high in the mid-60s. More rain possible Saturday. It's 69 degrees right now.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app. Matt Mayer on Air.
We Energies said the raccoon came into contact with some equipment in a substation. I just have this vision of this raccoon being egged on by his buddy raccoon going, touch them both. See what happens. Do that. Then touch that one.
They're not cute. They're not cuddly. They are disease-ridden, opposable thumb-having little trash pandas.
Matt Mayer on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Devil's Advocate. Donald Trump and Waukesha. Crudy will be there. He'll bring you the MAGA on the street. Everything you need to know. Devil's Advocates. Tune in.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
93.5 The Tap. Earl Ingram.
Wednesday at 8, I'll be joined by Roger Quindell and Mark Berman. Then at 9, I'll be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.